Okay, today's daf is Temura, daf Chaf, and we are on Yutes Amud Beis. We are starting at the two dots, Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom Bimum. If you remember, we're talking about types of animals that were hukdash, that were hufrash, that are inappropriate to be the carbon that they were designated for. So, the Mishnah here that's on the discussion right now is Hamafresh Nekeva La'asham. Somebody designated a Nekeva for a carbon Asham, so there was Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah. What happens? An Asham has to be a male, so it obviously cannot be Hukrav. So the Tanakhama says you have to wait till it gets a Mum, and you bring with its Damim, you sell it, you bring with the Damim an Asham, give it to somebody who is, or even this person who's Chayv an Asham. And an Asham was already Hukrav, so then the Damim goes to an Olas Nedava. Reb Shimon says, no, Timacher Shelo B'mum, even without a Mum. Even without a Mum, you're allowed to sell it, because it never achieved Kedushas HaGuf. Rashi said on the Mishnah, Dehoa V'lo Chazya L'Milsei, since it wasn't fit for its purpose, Mum Gomer Huzeh. It's a complete Mum. V'lo Kacha Kedushas HaGuf. And it didn't have Kedushas HaGuf. For the Timacher Miyan, it can be sold immediately. The Yavi Bidameha Asham. Right, and you bring an Asham with the Damim. Rashi does note, even though beforehand, but in the case of Mafrish Nekeva La'ola, Reb Shimon doesn't argue there, and he says Mafrish Nekeva La'ola, Ola is also a male. So what's the difference between Mafrish Nekeva La'ola and Mafrish Nekeva La'asham? Why over there Reb Shimon doesn't say you could sell it automatically? As the Gemara has said already once, and is going to say it again, because an Ola is shayach to talk about in a Nekeva, because it's an Ola Sa'of. That could be in a Nekeva. Masha'enki, when it comes to Asham, Asham has nothing to do in the Nekeva, and therefore it doesn't get any status at all of Kedushas HaGuf. Okay, says the Gemara now. So the two dots. Reb Shimon Omer, Timachesh Lo B'mum. So Reb Shimon says this animal of Hamafresh Nekeva La Asham does not have Kedushas HaGuf status at all. Amalei Reb Chiya Bar Avin L'Reb Yochanan. What about the principle that we said yesterday, according to the Rabbanon, Neima migu denachto leKedushas damim techos leNami Kedushas aguf? Why don't we say, since it gets a lower level kedusha and it's an animal and it's fit to be more, so it should expand and become Kedushas aguf? At least legabe the fact that you need to get a mum on it, as Rashi said yesterday. Right, it's not going to be, might not be hukrav, but at least enough for it to get for the need to get a mum. So I'm a layer of Shimon Latayim. Reb Shimon rejects that principle. Da Amar, kol midi de lachazi le lugufe, lo nachta le kedushas aguf. Anything he holds that is not appropriate, that cannot fit for its own destiny, lugufe, the kedushas aguf does not come onto it. Ditanya, as the Brisa says, Asham ben Shana, Vehevio ben Shayim, Ben Shayim, Vehevio ben Shana. Different Ashamos require different age animals. First year or second year. Rashi quotes here where the split is. Asham Gezelos, Me'ilos, and Shivcha Charufa. Those first three in Vayikra Perakei. Gezelos, remember that's the case where I have something of my friend's and I deny it and I swear about denying it. Maybe it's I'm watching something for him. Maybe I found something of his. Whatever the case is. Asham Gezelos, Asham Me'ilos. I violate Israel Me'ila, benefiting for the base of Migdash. And Shivcha Charufa, which is discussed in Parshas Kedoshim. So those three, you have to bring an Asham 2 years old, meaning in the second year. And Ben Shana, those are the others, Nazir and Mitzora, the two Ashamos that are not Baal Chet. Those two have to be 1 year old. So what happens if I switch them? If I have to bring a 1 year old Asham and I bring a 2 year old, or Ben Shtayim Behevi or Ben Shana, says the Braisa Kishera. The animals are kasher, but they don't count to fulfill the chiyav, like the Mishnah said at the beginning of Zvachim. They're kosher, but they don't count. Reb Shimon Omer, kol atzmon einan kadoshin, semicolon. Reb Shimon says, no, they're not kadosh, because they're not fitting for what they were hukdash for, so nothing. They're not kadosh, and that's exactly what he says here in our Mishnah, because hamafresh nekeva la'asham, it's not fitting, so it does not achieve kedushas haguf at all. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'hare mechusar zman to lo chazi. What about a case of mechusar zman? Somebody's makdash an animal before day 8. Umiyom hashmini v'hala yeiratze l'karbanisha l'Hashem. Says the pasuk in Parshas Emor. So mechusar zman is not a roi v'am Reb Shimon to kadosh. And yet we know at least there, Reb Shimon holds that there is kedushas haguf. If I'm makdash it on day 6, So Gemara says, no, shiny mechosizman to chazi lamachar. Mechosizman is different because at least it's on its way. You can already foresee it's going to be ra'ui. So it's chazi lamachar. So that's why he says, Kedushas HaGuf Kebichal, says the Gemara, the obvious question, Se'ihachi, at least in one direction, Asham ben Shtayim, Ve'hevio ben Shana, HaChazi L'Shana. What about the one of the cases of Asham? If I have to bring a second year Asham, and I bring a first year Asham, that should be like Mechus Yisman, because it's Roy L'Machar. So why there do we say there is no Kedushas HaGuf? So the Gemara says, Elo Hainu Taima de Reb Shimon v'Mechus Yisman. Really, Reb Shimon holds, if it's not Ra'ui right now, so then it's not going to achieve Kedushas HaGuf. So why by the case of Mechus Yisman is it different? Because it's a special limud, the Yalef Lei Mi Bechar, you learn it out from Bechar, which inherently always has Kedusha before its Hukrav, Kidatanya, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Reb Shimon, Mechusar Zman, Nichnas Ladir, Lehisaser. Reb Shimon holds that a Mechusar Zman, the animal on day 6, if that's the end of your Onas HaMaisers, it's time of year, remember we had the different times of year when one has to bring Maisers, if I want to bring a Mechusar Zman, I can't be makriv it yet, but I could put it into the herd in order to be counted as one of the 10, you could do that. What do you mean? Is this a carbon already? Is this an animal already? Yes. It's like Bechar. So Meiser is compared to Bechar, and Mechusar Zman is like that. It's compared to Meiser and Bechar. Ma Bechar Kadosh Lefnei Zmano V'Kar L'Achar Zmano. Just like Bechar is Kadosh Lefnei Zmano. Meaning, right when it's born. Kedushas Bechar V'Kar L'Achar Zmano. And yet, it is Hukrav later on. Mechusar Zman Kadosh Lefnei Zmano V'Kar L'Achar Zmano. So you learn it Meiser and Bechar, period. Remember the Taz, again, we haven't mentioned it in a couple of months, so just to mention it again, the beautiful Taz in Yeredeya, and Hilchos Bechar Behema Tahora. Remember, there are three mitzvahs relating to Bechar. There's Bechar Adam, Pidyon HaBen, there's Bechar Behema Tahora, and then there is Bechar Behema Temeo, which only applies to the donkeys. Chamor, and Asay and Alos Asay. Petah Chamor, and Vimosif Deva Arafto. Two mitzvahs. So ask the Taz, why are there brachas by two out of three? There's a bracha by Pidyon HaBen. There's a bracha by Petar Chamor. Unusual, but there's a bracha. If it's ever done, if a Jew owns a donkey and has a firstborn donkey. But there's no bracha by Bechar Behema Tahora. So the Taz quotes the Prisha who says that maybe you only make a bracha if you have something that's left in your Rishus. So buy Bechar Behema, buy Temeah, buy a donkey. So you have the donkey left in your Rishus. You give the Kohen the sheep, which is Chulin Biad Kohen, and you keep the donkey. Buy Pidyon HaBen, you have your son. Bechar Behema Tahora, you have nothing, so you don't make a bracha. Ask the Taz, I like that distinction, but why should that? What's the svara for that? Why should just because I don't have any Bechar left by me, I don't have anything left by me, why should I make a bracha? There's a lot of brachas ha-mitzvah that, you know, you do something, it's not about the hanah that you get. So why should it make a difference? So the Taz has his own pshat. The Taz says, you only make a bracha when you're doing something. If I'm not doing anything, really, so then I don't make a bracha. So, Bechar Behema Tameah, I am switching the status. There's no Kedusha by a donkey, but I'm at least switching the status from the donkey onto the sheep. So I'm doing something. Bechar Adam. My son has Kedushas Bechar. He's not Asur Bahana in the normal sense, but I'm switching the status. But when it comes to Bechar Behema Tahora, what am I doing? As our Gemara says, it's Kadosh Mirechem, it's automatic. What am I doing? Even if I do nothing. So therefore, you don't make a bracha. You might ask. He doesn't say this, but we're adding. What about Shabbos? We're not doing anything anyway. What are we doing anything anyway? So you have to say that we are adding our own, you know, sanctification. Yes, of course, it's Shabbos even if we do nothing. But as the Gemara says, Afa Pisha Kadosh Me'ilah Mitzvah LaHakdisho. There's still an added element. An added element. You also might say that's not a bracha, it's a mitzvah. Kiddush is a berachas shavach v'hodah, is an acknowledgement of Shabbos. And the Taz is Yesod, is by a berachas ha-mitzvah, only if I'm doing something. Okay. That's point number one. Point number two to mention here is the Shidu Kubetzes. We mentioned this back in Menachis and earlier Mesechtes. And that is, if you look on the sheet here, thank you, says the Gemara in that we learn it out from Bechar. We learn out Mechusar Zman from Bechar and Meiser. So ask the Shita B'Kubetzes, why don't you say in Asham that you're supposed to bring a second year Asham, you bring a first year Asham, why isn't that called Mechusar Zman? That's also Mechusar Zman. So just like you would learn Mechusar Zman, getting Kedushas HaGuf from Meister and Bechar, so what about Asham? If I bring a 1 year Asham, so it's Mechusar Zman. What's the difference between before day 8 and before year 2? What's the difference? That's the Shita's question in Osiya Dalet. Tema, Im Kain Ben Shtayim, Behavi Ben Shana, Nami, Likdash, Dahainu Mechusar Zman. So, why don't you say it's Mechusar Zman? V'yo Meri, Delo Yalfinan Mi Bechar Umayser, Ela Mechusar Zman, Shein Roy L'Shum Karban. Kagon, Kodem Ches Yamim, V'oso V'espino, V'toreim Shalohi Giyazmanam. The only time you learn Mechusar Zman, this concept is only by something that's objectively possible for all karbanis. Before day 8, that's Mechusar Zman. Or Oso V'es Beno. That's Mechusar Zman by all karbanis. Or, right, certain types of birds. But here, a Ben Shana, that's kosher for many other karbanis. It's just the Asham needs a Ben Shtayim. And it's even kosher for other Ashamos. That's not called Mechusar Zman. You can only, and therefore what? And therefore what? Because it's ironic. Because when you say it's totally mufka and it cannot be, it's not right for any other karbanos, that it's called Mechusar Zman, and therefore it could achieve Kedushas HaGuf. Masha Enkein, by an animal that is right for other karbanos, it's just this one is not right for, so you would think that's closer, that's more kadosh. No, it doesn't achieve Kedushas HaGuf. It's like Nitzche. It's like because it's more in the Parsha and you still can't bring it, so therefore it's rejected and we say it does not achieve Kedushas HaGuf. That's the Shita Mekubetzes right here. If you look at the Rishash here, the Rishash has a different answer. The Rishash says, V'yesh lomar, d'lo yalfinan mi bechar elodumya didei. D'oso Hashem sheyilo achar zayin, yesh lo gam ata, ve'im bo psul acher, zula shlo higia dayin zman alikarev. You know what, when Mechusar Zman is kosher? It's going in the opposite direction, let's say, of the Shita. It's kosher when, the only problem is that it's too early to bring it. It's the same animal. It's the same animal, day 6 and day 10, but it's too early to bring it. Masha enkin by Asham sha'atan nikra b'shem keves. According to, based on other sources, the Rishash says, Ashamos and Kvasim, they change name at year one. It's not like they just say they have a birthday, but they're a different animal, halachically. So that's worse. And therefore, if the problem isn't just Mechusar Zman, but if the difference is a different Shem Karban, so therefore, that would be excluded as well. So that's the Shem Kubat says, that's the Rishash. And one final one, quickly, the Sfasema says, maybe the only problem is where you have kavana to be makdashit and makrivit b'mechusar zman. That's the problem. That's what you have by Asham. You were makdashit because you wanted to be makrivit now. You're right, in a chinami. Even by Asham, says the Sfas Emes, if you're makdashit now, but you have plans to be makrivit in a year from now, then it's no problem. Then you would say it would achieve kedushas HaGuf. Okay, let's continue. Last line. Tanu Rabbanan. So you have three answers. One from the Rishonim and two from the Achronim. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Hamakdish Nekeva Lo'olaso. If somebody's Makdish a Nekeva for the Ola. So we just had in the Mishnah, if you're Mafish Nekeva Lo'asham. And we had in the previous Mishnah, in the end of Yudches Mebeis, Hamafish Nekeva Lo'ola. Revi Yolda Zachar. That was the case, if you're Mafish Nekeva and had a baby boy, could you actually bring the male offspring? That was the Machlokas, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Eliezer. So now we have Hamakdish Nekeva Lo'olaso, Ula Pischa, Ula Ashamo. So, forget the baby, which was the previous Mishnah's discussion. What about the animal itself? Is there any Kedushas HaGuf to this animal? A Nekeva for an Ola, or Pesach, or Asham, all three of these Karbanos, you need males. And you a Mafrish, a female. So, does that achieve any status? Machlokas. Ose Temura. The first Tana, Tanakama says, it does achieve status in order to create Temura. You create Temura. It has to have Kedushas HaGuf in order to create Temura. So, it at least creates enough Kedushas HaGuf in that you have to wait till it gets a mum. So that's enough Kedushas HaGuf in order for Temura to be created from it. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer, no. La olasa osa Temura, la pischo la shama ein osa Temura. If you're mafresh a Nekeva for an Ola, that's osa Temura. Why? As we've said, because the Ola is in the Parsha of Nekeva, Olas Ha'of, again that connection, and therefore an Ola that was in a cave, you can create Temura from, but the other two you can't. Why? She'en l'cha davar oset Temura, ela haro ela histaev. You only create tamura by an animal that you have to wait till it gets a mum. And Reb Shimon says, I hold that you don't have to do that by the last two. You only have to do that by an ola. You don't have to do it by an ola. You don't have to do that by Pesach and Asher, right? That's what he just said in our Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom Bamum by the case of Asham. And therefore, it does not achieve any kedushas aguf, and therefore, you cannot create a tamura from it. So one ha'ara, and that is Tosfos and Maseches Psachim, assumes that Reb Shimon would agree by Pesach that you can create tamura. So what does he do with this Gemara? So you look in the Ola Shlomo, our friend that we haven't had in a couple of Maseches, because I just picked it up this week. We had an Ola Shlomo on Zvachim and Menachos, but we haven't had it in a couple of Maseches because I haven't seen the new version out. So I was in a store, I'm like, okay, I'll just buy the old version. It's not on Bechoros anyway. So Zvachim and Menachos, Tamura, Krisus, Meila, Erechin, and Shuvas. Rav Shlomo Lipschitz, Rav Dava Lipschitz's grandfather, says the Ola Shlomo here, it must be that you're Machalek between pre and post Pesach. That's the difference. Our Gemara that says that Reb Shimon says that by Pesach it's not Oseh Tamura, that's pre-Pesach, where it's not automatically a Shlomim. Masha Enkein, when it comes to after Pesach, so then it becomes a Shlomim. Says that Tamura, the Hachar Amar Reb Shimon LePesach, in Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Vanir Ali, the Sfira Lelato, says that Dafka Kodem Pesach, in Kadosh Kedushas Aguf. Kiva Dei Neru'ya LePesach, Aval Achara Pesach. De Re'uya Hi Atzma. That's what he continues and tells us how Tosfos there in Psachim deals with our Gemara. Okay, back to our Gemara. Omar Rebbe. So we have this machlokas. The Tanakhama holds that if you're mafish in a keva for all these three, any of these three, it achieved kedushas aguf enough to create tamura. Reb Shimon is machalik ola versus the other two, Asham and Pesach. Omar Rebbe. Ein ani roed dvarav shel Reb Shimon bePesach. I don't like Reb Shimon's shita. Why? Hoil umosra pesach karav shlamim. Because if you have any leftover pesach, you're makrevit shlamim. So therefore, just like an ola has a nekeva connection, so too pesach has a nekeva connection. And therefore, I don't agree with Reb Shimon by pesach. I'll agree with him by asham. It sounds like that's why the Gemara says valema einani roa divarav shor Reb Shimon by asham. Why doesn't he argue by asham too? Hoil umosar asham karav ola. Why doesn't it agree by Asham too? Because Mosar Asham is Karav Ola. So the Gemara answers, no. Even though it's Karav Ola, which type of Ola? Rebbe Savala Karabanan, Da'amri Mosaris Lanidva Sibur Asli Ve'in Tamura B'tzibur. Either way, even if you want to say it has an Ola connection, and when it gets a Mum, you're going to bring the money with Ola, so that's going to be by Ola Sibur. And there it's not going to create Tamura anyway. So therefore, Rebbe does not argue by Asham, period. The Arsa Meach is very bothered by the way I just explained it, which is the Shita of Rashi. Rashi said, what's the Rebbe's question here? What's the Gemara's question? Why didn't he say it by Asham too? We're talking about this case of Mafrish Nekeva LaAshamo. Ask the Arsa Meach, I don't understand, what's the connection between Pesach and Asham? You know why he says it by Pesach? Because this actual animal could be brought as a Shlamim. But by Asham, Mafrish Nekeva, it can become an ola. This actual animal can never be brought as an ola. You have to wait till it gets a mum, and then mamela, bring with the money. So what's the connection? Rebbe says, oh, I don't like Reb Shimon by Pesach because it could turn into a shlamim. Fine. But what's the next question of the Gemara? Because the asham can turn into an ola, it can never turn into an ola. So the Arsa Meach says, Lubei demistafina, this is in Psulim Magdashim Dala Tezayin, I would argue on Rashi. And say this line of Valema Einani Roem is not talking about this discussion that we're talking about now of Asham. Why does it agree by Asham too? But it's going back to what we started off today with. And that is the case of Asham where you bring the wrong year. The first year for the second year, second year for the third year. Because why doesn't he say there it achieves Kedushas Haguf? Because this animal, when it gets older, is going to be able to be Hukrav. That's the question. And that's the parallel to Pesach, because he says, I don't understand. I don't know what the Hava mean of the Gemara is to compare the two to the case of Asham, where you wouldn't be makar of the animal anyway. So that's the Arsa Meach's argument on Rashi. Rashi must say that even though, Afalpi, it's not the same animal, you extend it even in the case where you're going to use the money for the animal. Okay, but either way, that's what the question is, and the answer of it goes to Nidvas Sibur and Ein Tumuraso Kreva. Period. Kosa Akadaitach. Hainu time of the Reb Shimon. So now let's talk about Reb Shimon in general. Reb Shimon, who says this idea that the animal does not, he says on top, Ola versus the other two. Gabi Mafresh de Kevalo Lasso Mishamachi Ose Tamura. Why does Mafresh de Kevalo Lo Ola achieve some type of status? Because the Ha'ika Shem Ola Ale Gabi Ola Sa'ov. Because it achieves some status because Ola is in the world of Nekevas for Ola Sa'ov. Which itself is an important assumption. You might say, what's the connection between Olas Behem and Olas Ha'of? What do you connect the two? They're both called Ola. They have opposite avodas. Right? Olas Ha'of, the avodas zrikas are above the Chuta Sikra. Olas Behem is below the Chuta Sikra. One has Malika, one has Shchita. I mean, there's a lot of differences. But the Gemara says, no, it's enough. Because Olas Ha'of. So that's Reb Shimon Shita. He agrees by Ola that it's Osa Tmura because there is some type of Ola that's the Keva. Says the Gemara, a couple of questions. Elameata. Bekoen Gadol Shehifresh Para Laparo Tikdosh. So what about a Kohen Gadol that has to bring a male cow, what we call a bull? He has to bring a bull. What if he's Mafresh a cow for his carbon? So it's puzzle. But after all, you should say that it achieves Kedushas HaGuf. Why? Because the Chatas of this Kohen Gadol, this one has to be male, but there's another Chatas that's female. To Ha'ika Paras Chatas, the Paraduma. So you should say that if the Kohen Gadol mistakenly, or even on purpose, is Mafresh, a female for his male carbon, it should achieve Kedusha, just like the Olas Behemoth because of the Olas Ha'of, so the Para of the Paradu, of the Kohen Gadol, because of the Paras Chatas. Gemara answers no. Kodshe Bedek HaBayis Hu. Para Aduma is Kodshe Bedek HaBayis. We discussed this at length back in Mesecha Shavuos. The Kodshe Bedek HaBayis Lo Avdi Tzimura. Fascinating. Para Aduma is an amazing concept to have a shear about. Because it's a carbon, kind of. But is it? You don't do the avot in the Beis HaMikdash. You do it on Haras Esim. And you burn the animal. And you take the ashes. Is that avoda? You do an avoda. It's described as a ceremony, as a process, in the beginning of Chukas. Rabbi Hashem, next 2 weeks, we'll read it, Parshas Para, but says the Gemara clearly, it doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf. It has Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, and Kedushas Bedek HaBayis does not create Tamura. That's the important line of the Gemara. Interestingly, what does the Gemara not say? Para Aduma, the Gemara could have said, oh, that's a carbon sebor. There's no Tamura by carbon sebor. Why didn't it say that? Maybe a Chanami could have said that. I just picked something unique about Para Aduma. So some Achronim, the Dvar Avram says, no, maybe the problem by Tzibur is not that monetarily everybody's name is on this carbon, but it's really being brought on behalf of the Tzibur. That's the problem with Oset Tzimura. Para Aduma is not really brought on behalf of the Tzibur. It's brought from public funds, but it's not brought on behalf of the Tzibur. It's going to be used by the Tzibur. Says the Dvar Avram, maybe the only problem of a carbon Tzibur Oset Tzimura is only by a carbon Tzibur which is being brought on behalf of all the Tzibur. A carbon Tamid, a carbon Musuf, all the other carbonas. But by Para Aduma, it's a carbon Tzibur, the Havamina, a carbon Tzibur that's not really brought on behalf of the Tzibur. So therefore, maybe there's no problem with Oset Tzimura there. Interesting. Kamash Malan, maybe that's not Kamash Malan. Maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't suggest that. And maybe by Paraduma, there would be Osa Tzimura. You would be able to be Tzimura, be Maimir on a Paraduma. Okay. Says the Gemara, Yachid Shehif. So we try, okay, Paraduma doesn't work. So what about these cases? Yachid Shehifrish Seir Lisirah. So Tikdish, a Yachid who doesn't have Veira has to bring a female for his carbon chatas, as we know. What if he brings a male? Tikdish, it should achieve Kedusha to Ikasir Nasi. The Melech, when he has to bring a carbon chatas, he brings a male. Uinami, or the opposite. Nasi Shehifrish Seir Lisirah. Tikdish to Hayachid Mafrish Seirah. So why? By a carbon chatas, we should always say it works. Males and females, because there are other people that bring the opposite carbon. Answer, Hani Tre Gufeininhu. No, when it's two different people, when I will never bring a chatas of the other gender, so it doesn't work. So what that somebody else is going to bring it? I'm not the melech. So therefore, you know, it's not going to work. Tre Gufeininhi. Rashi says, Masha Ein Kain by Olas Ha'of. A person could be mafka olas nechasim and make himself poor and then be able to bring an olas ha'of by a carbon olav yored. So that's the Rashi, right? How do you work that in with the earlier? Olas ha'of makes a difference because he ba'i mafkir nechse. Ask Rebbe Elchanan in Ksubis, os shin chav gimel. You could be mafkir your nechasim. Isn't there a shibud nechasim? if I am chayiv a carbon when I'm a rich person, and then before I bring it, I go down, I bring a carbon ani? Isn't there a shiba nechasim? So therefore, what does it mean? I can be mafkir, I can make myself an ani. Says Rabbi Chanan, you know what you see from this? In Shinchav Gimel, the shibud of hektish on a person is different than all other shibudim. Usually, you're right, shibudim work by, if I owe you money, and then I lose my money, so then I'm going to steal all the money until I get it back. I get it back, and then I have to make it, this shibudim. But here, it must be that the shibudim by a carbon work differently. V'yesh lomar, daha degoven mi mishabdi hidafka b'shar chovos, shafilu im ein la'alov enachasim klau, mikamakam lo paka chiyuvo mimenu, u'mishim hachi goven mi nachasim mitam arvos. Aval b'carbon olevi yored, dikeshe ein lo nachasim, ein alav chiyuv klau, lahavi carbon ashir. If a person becomes an ani, the chiyuv dissipates. It's not like, oh, you still owe the ashir. No. Ein l'chayiv es anachasim itam arvas. T'chi leka lover, leka arev. That's the difference between shibudim to the hektish and the shibudim to anybody else. And then he quotes a question from his father-in-law, Rav Meir Atlas. You find shibudim daraisa by arachin. Right, we discussed that by Hesig Yad. So he discusses that, but that is his yesod in Meseches Ksubis. That's an important point with the Rambam Paskins here, but we'll continue and we'll see at the end if we have time to come back to the Rambam. Okay, let's continue though now. So you can't bring any raya from the Karbanas Chatas because it's different people. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll come up with a case with the same person. Chato achalonis manu. Let's say a king sins before he's appointed a king. And then he's appointed a king before he brings his Karban. So, ki mafir siyela siyraso tiktish. So there, if he separates a male for his female, what's the halach in that case? The halacha is you have to bring a carbon based on who you are when you sinned. So he really has to bring a female carbon. Let's say he's mafresh a male carbon now. So you should say at least here it should receive kedushas aguf. Because why? Because he himself, if he sins now, he'd have to bring a male. So at least if he's mafresh a male now for the sin that he did when he was a hediot and had to bring a female, it should receive kedushas aguf. So Gemara says no. Halochata lo chayv b'seir. So Gemara says, surprisingly, what do you mean? Why should you care what he would do if he sinned now? He didn't sin now. So Gemara says, okay, so go back to the previous. So if you're really being a stickler and saying, well, he's not chayiv in that carbon, so too by olas ha'of. He's not chayiv in that carbon right now. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Savala Karbalaz ben Azariah. Really, Rav Shimon holds like Karbalaz ben Azariah, the Tzan, who says in the Mishnah in Menachis, Harei Alai Ola. If somebody promises to bring an Ola, Stam. Doesn't specify which type of animal. Yavi Keves. The Tanakhama says he has to bring a Keves. Rav Karbalaz ben Azariah Omer, Otar ben Yona, or a bird. Meaning a Stam Karban can be a bird. And therefore, there's more connection and affinity between the animals, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that's what Rabbi Shimon holds like. That's what Rabbi Shimon holds like, and that's why he could bring in Olas Ha'of as a factor. If you're Mafresh Ola, Mafresh Nekeva La'Ola, even though he doesn't bring in the other factors, for example, by a Kohen, by a Melech that became a Melech, and he wants to overlap and change the Karbanis that he is Chayv. Okay, Tanan Hasa. Next section. Says the Mishnah in Meseches Shkolim. Hamakdish nachasa v'haya b'hen behema. Ruya l'gabi mizbeach. If you're makdish my property, and I don't specify which part of hektish my property should go to. Should it go to Beth HaKabayis? Should it go to Kedushas HaGuf? I don't specify. So, machlokes. The Tanakhama here says, Rabbi Lazar, who is the Tanakhama, says that stam hektish is Beth HaKabayis. Even animals. So therefore, what do you do? So if you're makdish your nechasim and you have animals that are royal agabi and mizbeach, so zecharim udakevis, males and females, so balazar omer, zecharim yimachru litzarche olas. So the males you sell to people, and you give it to them for olas, and you take the money, and the money goes to Beit HaKabayis. Vanekevas yimachru litzarche shlamim, and the females go to shlamim. Vidimehen yiplum nechshar nechazim Beit HaKabayis. Where balazar holds, it should all go to Beit HaKabayis, that's why you have to sell these animals. Rabbi Yoshua omer, no, zecharim atzman yikarvu olos. Stam hektish Rabbi Yeshua holds is b'kachim mizbeach, and therefore whatever is good for kachim mizbeach should be hukrav. So the males are offered as olos. V'nikevos yimachru litzarchei shlamim v'yavi b'demehen olos. Wow! And even the nikevos you don't bring as a shlamim. You sell the shlamim, you take the money, and you buy olos with it. Vishar nachaz milu bet kabayis. Whatever's left goes to bet kabayis. But as much as you could give as olos, you give as olos. That is the shita of Rabbi Yoshua. Rashi says lo shavik inish kedushas mizbeach umaktish lo bet kabayis. And therefore, you try to get as much as you can burned on the mizbeach. So even the nekevas are made into olos, right? Not just shlamim, because a lot of shlamim is eaten. It doesn't go on the mizbeach, even though shlamim has kachi haguf. But still, it is midi the chazi l'mizbeach. The rest of this animal is all roi l'mizbeach. Even the part that would be eaten by a shlamim. That's why you do what you do. Amar le Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'Rabbi Yochanan. Two versions. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba asked Rabbi Yochanan. L'Rabbi Yeshua d'amar zecharam atman yikar v'olos. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says, these animals are hooked up as olos. V'nekevos. These animals are being sold. These females are going to be sold and end up bringing olos. But how could they be given as shlamim? If you say that the person really had in mind ola, so it's like mafresh nekeva laola. So therefore, why do we say that they are actually hukrav? Right, mafresh nekeva laola. Okay, we had a discussion about mafresh nekeva laola and the nekeva had a baby. That was in the previous Mishnah. But the actual nekeva that you could give as a shlamim? So, that's one version of the question. Lishna achrina, or a different version. Amalei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba l'Rabbi Yochanan, mita ka'ama Rabbi Yeshua zachar ma'asman yikar v'olos. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua says, they themselves, the males themselves are brought as olos, l'meimra t'kudusha gufak t'shinu. So you're telling me, it has kedushas aguf? So yachi nekevos amayi machu letzarchi shlamim bayaraya. If it has kedushas aguf, same kind of question, then you should say it's earmarked already for an ola. And as earmarked for an ola, you can't just switch it to a shlamim. You have to wait till it gets a mum. And then take the money and bring that for an ola. So either way, Rabbi Yeshua's shita is problematic. Why you let it be makriv, these karbanos for shlamim? So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua sabar like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua was like Rabbi Shimon. The Amar called me the dechazi legufe lo nachti lekedushas aguf. It never got kedushas aguf in the first place. Therefore, it never achieved kedushas ola that you would have to let it be roeh. And related to the first question, it's not a problem. It's not a problem of kedusha dechuya kasyun that never had kedusha in the first place. And therefore, that's not as Rabbi Shimon says in our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer timacher shalo bimum. So therefore, just like Reb Shimon says there, in the case of our Mishnah, if you're mafresh, nekeva la'asham, you can be poted even without a mum, because it doesn't achieve kedushas aguf. Why? Because if it's not fitting for its purpose, it never achieved kedushas aguf. So too here, Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah holds that as well. If you're mafresh all of your property. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Can you compare our Mishnah in Shkalim to our Mishnah here in Temura? Eimer da amar Rabbi Shimon, gabi nekeva la'asham. Where does Rabbi Shimon say there's no kedushas aguf that is achieved by an akeva la'asham, deleka shemashem alimo? Because the mother has nothing to do, the mother's in a akeva. So for sure, there's no shaychus to a karban asham. Aval gabi nekeva la'ola, but in our Mishnah of shkalim, de'ika shem ola alimo, afilu Reb Shimon mode. Reb Shimon himself, we had earlier, the top of Amun Aleph. Reb Shimon is mode by mafresh nekeva la'ola. It does achieve kedushas aguf. So we're back to the question on the bottom of Amun Aleph. So it does achieve kedushas aguf, and therefore, it should be from a kedusha dechuya, or it shouldn't be able to be hukrav as a shlamim. Va'od, and also, hashamin and leilur Reb Shimon la'ola so oset tmura. We had on the top of Amun Aleph, we had a beferish. You don't even have to be midayike from the Mishnah. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua savalei ki idach tana aliba de Rabbi Shimon. It must be Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah in Shkalim holds like a different version of Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya Rabbi Shimon Yehuda Omer Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon aflo olaso enosa tamura. Even regarding ola, against what we said on the top of Amud Aleph, right? Even according to Rabbi Shimon, even mafresh tekeva laola is not osa tamura because it does not achieve kedushas aguf. Why? Maybe he argues. Maybe so what that olas haof is in the world. So what? L'maisa, there is the Ola Sa'of here. Or like we said earlier, later on the Amud. So therefore, that's how you explain the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. Adkan Divrei Mafresh Nekeva L'Tzmur. Now we're back to the main topic of our Perek, and that is Tmuris and Vlados. Tmuris and Vlados of Karbanos. We have Beth Hashem tomorrow. We finish the Perek. But this is all Tmuris and Vlados of Karbanis. So Tmuras Asham, Vlad Tmuras Asham, Vladan, Vladan Atsof Kala Olam, all these cases, Yirach Yistavu, Yimach, Yipludam of Lenadava, as we know, the Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, by the Chatos, Mesos, they have to die, that's the first mission in the next parak. But by the Ashamos, the parallel Ashamos cases, they fall to Nadava. You wait till they get a mum, and then you bring with their money, Karbanis Ola. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yamusu. Rabbi Eliezer says they must die. A few places in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer says Asham and Chatas are comparable. Source of this is in Zvachim on Daf Yud Amid Beis, where he quotes the pasuk Kachatas Ka Asham. Rabbi Eliezer compares the two, and just like you have a Mesorah about the Chatos Mesos, so too you have the Mesorah by Ashamos Mesos, Kachatas Ka Asham, and that's why. Just give you three Halacha L'maisa examples, not just Lamdis. Number one, right here, in our case. Chatos, Ashamos, Mesos. Number two, the first Mishnah in Zvachim. Remember the first Mishnah? If you're makir of a karban, shelo l'shma, l'shem a different karban. All karbanos are kosher except for Chatos and Pesach Bizmano. Those are the only two. Rabbi Elazar, over there, on Daf Beis, says, and also, Asham. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Afa Asham. Right, so that's another one, because he compares Kachadas Kashom. One more, Zvachim Pe'al from a base. Later on, remember the case? If you bring in blood that's supposed to be sprinkled outside on the Mizbeach Achitzon, and you improperly brought it inside to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, Machlokos, whether you had to actually sprinkle it or not, but you brought it in. Hanitanim bifnim shenis arvim b'nitanim b'chutz yishav kula ama. Nasan b'chutz v'chazim v'nasan bifnim kasher. Bifnim v'chazim v'nasan b'chutz v'bikiva posa v'chamim machshirim. V'chulu. Shere Yekiva Omer, kol damim shenichnusu l'chaper b'heichol psulin. Rabbi Yekiva says, all dam that's nichnas inside l'chaper is pasul. And therefore, dam chatas that is brought inside the heichal becomes possible if it wasn't supposed to be there. The chachamim omrim chatas bilvad. Rabbi Kiva says all blood. The chachamim say only chatas. Rabbi Eliezer omer afa asham. Shenemar kachatas kasham. So you have daf beis in zvachim, you have to pe'alf in zvachim, and you have daf chaf in tzmura. Three places in Shas where Rabbi Eliezer says kachatas kasham. Asham has the same status as a carbon chatas. Very good. Says the Gemara, that's the first half of the, almost the first half of the Mishnah. One more Shita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, your souls change, because you can't have Rabbi Eliezer saying the same thing. Two different things. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yavi B'demer Olos. No, you bring with its Damim Olos. What does that mean? Olas Yachid. Tanakama says it goes for Olas Sibor. Ketzam is Beach. The third Shita, Rabbi Elazar here says it goes for Olas Yachid. First half. Second half. Asham, same Machlokas by the other Ashamos. Asham Shemesu Ba'alav, this owner died. Vishakipru Ba'alav Yirachi Yistavu V'yimachru V'yiplu Damav L'Nadava. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamutsu, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yavi B'demeh Ola. Same Machlokas. Said by the three, and then by the next two. So the Gemara, the Mishnah now just explains what's the difference between Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar. Shita 1 and 3, they both say it falls to Nadava. So the answer is, no, Sibur and Yachin. Vahalo, av Nadava Ola hi, even Nadava is an Ola, uma bein divrei Rabbi Elazar, ledivrei Chachamim, so Ela, bizman shehi ba Ola, on the gear set changes, it adds Olas Chova, when it comes as an Olas Chova, which means Sibur, I'm sorry, which means Yachid, so mech aleha, you do smicha on it, every carbon Yachid gets smicha. There are only two carbonous tzibur that get smicha. Right, we have that. Rashi quotes the Mishnah Meseches Menaches, Daf Tzadik Beis. Only par helam davar shel tzibur and the sirah mishtaleach. Those are the only two carbonous tzibur that get smicha. So, Ola salmech alea umevi nesachim, and it requires nesachim v'nesachecha mishelo, and the private individual has to pay for the nesachim, for the wine libations that go with it. And imaya kohen, if a kohen himself brings one of these, avodasa v'ora shelo, he gets to keep the hides. And he can do the avoda. He gets to do it because it's his personal carbon. The halacha is, right, if a Kohen ever wants to do the avoda on his own personal carbon, he can come and do it whenever he wants, even if it's not his mishmar. But if it's a nidvas tzibur, like the Tanakama holds, eino somech aleha, the eino mevi ale nesachim, unesacheha mishel tzibur, afa pishahu Kohen avodasa va'ora shel anshe mishmar. And the or and all of the parts of the animal go to the anshe mishmar. if it's a carbon seber. Period. That's why there's a difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar, the difference between Yachid and Seber. Why do we have to have the same machlokas in the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah? The first half of the Mishnah, Tmura, Vlad, and the second half if the Bailam died or Kippur Bailaf. So, Vitzricha, Diyashmin and Asham, if you only had the second half, if you only had the half where the Bailam died, Bahaka Amar Rebbe Eliezer Yamusu. Maybe only over there Rebbe Eliezer says Yamusu that the Asham has to die. Again, the case is the owner died, so now you cannot bring this carbon as an Ola. It has to die. Why? Because your gozer that, you know, if you allow this carbon to be brought, the Dumin to be brought as an Ola, so maybe people might think that even in a case where the guy didn't die yet, the Bailam didn't die, and you have two karbanas standing in front of you, because you lost one, you're mafresh another one, so maybe even there, before you bring one as an asham, you can bring the other one as an ola, which you're not allowed to do. So where goes the mishum in that case? Avagabi tamura is asham, uvlad tamura sa imimod lehu l'rabana, but that whole issue doesn't apply in the first half of the Mishnah, those cases, there's no reason to be gozer, so maybe Rabbi Elazar would agree. V'yeshbinan hasam, and if you only had the first half, b'hakami rabanan, avagabi asham, modi lehu l'rabbi Elazar, tzricha, period. Very unusual. It sounds like from this Gemara that it's all Durabanan. Rebbe Elazar's Shita is all Gzera Durabanans. What, like what I just quoted from a Zvachim Daf Yud, it's based on a Pasuk. He always compares Kachatas Kasham. It's somewhat unusual that here the Gemara, somebody's got to ask, I didn't find it, but sounds like from here that the Rebbe Elazar's reason that he says Yamusu is because of a Gzera. Pashas from other Gemaras, it's based on a Din Daraisa. Okay, period. Amar Rav Nachman bar Amar Nachman Amar Rav bar Avua Machlokes la'achar kapara. The machlokes, in which case Vlad Tmuras Asham. So we showed him say the machlokes in case number one is only after la'achar kapara. But Rashi has quite other girsos here, but we'll leave it for now. We'll go with our girsa. Avol lefnei kapara divriyakol hu atzmo yikrav asham. When do we say whether there's a mach, whether you can bring a vlad of the tmura of an asham? That's only la'achar kapara, after you get the main kapara of the asham. But beforehand, everybody says hu atzmo yikrav asham, that the animal itself, the vlad, the male, the vlad tmura's asham can be brought as an asham. Rashi says as long as if the first one was lost. The first one was lost, you can bring this vlad as an asham. Amar Rav Shni Tshuvas Bedavar, I'm sorry. I don't think that's true. Again, the case of Vlad Tmuras Asham. You have an Asham, and you remain with the Asham, and now you have a baby boy. Vlad Tmuras Asham. Shei Tshuvas Bedavar. Chada. This is the principle we alluded to yesterday. Of the Arsameach quoted this. Deina de Mischaper Bedavar Habab Adera. You're going to bring a carbon Asham from an offspring of a Tmura where you did an Issa Daraisa? That's Ein Adam Mischaper Bedavar Habab Adera. Problem one. And Rashi adds, that's why this is only a problem by an Asham, not like by an Ola. Because what you bring all Vlados of Tumuris. Because if it's Bala Chaper, that's where it's inappropriate. If it's a Chatas or an Asham, that's where you can't bring these animals. Now, question number one, Rava says, Va'od Atani Rabbi Chananya, L'seyu El Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, Damar Vlad Rishon Karav Vlad Sheni Enu Karav. Remember we had a couple of days ago that they all agree that a second generation animal is not allowed to be brought. We had the reason because that the Rishonim are bothered. The reason there was because the person obviously is waiting because he wants to be Megadel Adarim. And that reason doesn't apply here. But the Gemara is comparing a Vlad Vlad Tamura or a Vlad Vlad carbon to a Vlad Tumuras carbon. It's also a second step away from the original one. So just like there we said it's not Karav, it's not going to be Karav here, says Rava. So Ela Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. So if you really want to know what the statement was said, this is what was said by Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua. Yidmar Hachi Yidmar. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Ravua Machlokas Kodem Kapara. The Machlokas is before Kapara, can you bring it as a carbon or not? Avalachar Kapara, hu atzmo Karav Ola. It can be brought as an Ola. Not as an asham, because it can't be brought by Bavera. Period. Vatanya Rav Chananya l'sayu Rav Shimon Levi. But didn't Rav Chananya say earlier that any two stages away cannot be brought? Kasha. That remains as a question. Again, it can be answered. Because like we said, you can be b'chad between over there. It's two stages because you're worried about the gzera of Gadol Adarim Adarim. And here there's no issue of that. It's not the two generations down. Either way, that ends off as a question. The concept of Ein Adam Mischaper B'davar Habab Avera, the Achronim discuss how that relates to the principle of Mitzvah Habab Avera. Is that the same kind of idea here? So if you look in the Sfas Emes wonders that, the Sfas Emes says, Sarach Iyun, Lama Nikra Havlad Baba Avera. Why is the Vlad of the Tumor of an Asham called Baba Avera, the Rav is bothered? Halo Kol Psulon L'Gabei Mizbeach. We know from elsewhere, if you have any animal, a Roveya, a Nirb, an animal that had an illicit relation with a person, their Vlados are Mutter to be brought as a carbon, because of Zev Zeh Gorim is Mutter. So why is this worse? Vlad Nirva, Vlad Roveya is Mutter as a carbon. So why shouldn't Vlad Tamura be a carbon? V'dochik l'chalek mishum dahacha habaylam gufei asa'o avera. And don't tell me there's a chilek, oh, maybe it's good over there because the Baalim themselves didn't do the avera. Because who says that? Maybe the Baalim did the avera there. Because of Chayim Misa. So the Sfas Emes leaves that as a question. It should be kosher. This isn't called Baba Avera. So maybe you could suggest, I think one of the Achronim suggested this yesterday, 2 days ago he mentioned it. But either way, maybe you could suggest this avera is different. Stam and Aveira done to a source animal, and you have a vlad from there, fine, it's all kosher. But what Aveira are we talking about? We're talking about Tmura. The Aveira was that this animal became a carbon. That's the Aveira. That's Stam and a separate Aveira. You live with the animal. The Aveira was that this animal now is a carbon. You wanted to make this carbon and not that. You know what the Aveira is? They're both, and you don't have a choice. So maybe that's worse. Rav Adavka says it by Amos Chai Padavar Abab Avera, by this Avera. By Tamura, the reason that you have a Vlad Carboni is because you did an Avera. It's not because Roveya has nothing to do with the fact that it's Hektish. So maybe that can answer the Sfas Emes' question, because it's not Staman Avera, it's specifically this Avera. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll stop by Ba'im Minei Rabbi Avin. And we'll pick up with other problematic hakdashes and tamuras and vlados of other karbanas tomorrow, by the Shem, as we head towards the end of the third perek of Meseches Tamura.